Speaking.
Hi, my name is Bill Nowlin. I called a few days ago. I'm doing some research for the Society for American Baseball Research.
Yeah.
It's called SABR. And I wanted to know if I could ask you a few questions over the phone about your few years there in baseball.
I'll try to answer them for you.
Okay, great. It's just for a study, we're trying to connect with all ball players we can.
And, you belong to SABR?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. You know about it?
Yes, I do.
Very good.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I make a tape of this that we'll put in the Hall of Fame, actually?
No, it ain't worth putting in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, we're just going to put that where all of them.
Huh?
We're just going to do that with everybody that we get a story from, just if that's okay with you.
Well,
if you know any secrets.
I don't know what kind of questions you're going to ask me now.
Oh, just about how you got into ball in the first place.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy.
How you did and so forth.
That's easy.
If there's anything you don't want to answer, just don't answer.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I looked up your record. And pitched briefly for the Red Sox and then again for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Can you tell me did you grow up in Massachusetts?
Yes, I did.
Where were you from originally?
I'm originally from Grafton, Massachusetts.
From Grafton, yeah.
Yes.
And tell me how you got onto the Red Sox. You must have played ball
in
school.
I played ball in high school. I didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I played ball in high school. Then I played semi-pro ball in Rhode Island.
Okay.
Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And
What was the name of the team?
It was what they called Club Marquette.
Club Marquette.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yep.
It was a French owner, a dentist
like
that owned the team.
Right.
And he went all over the New England for baseball players. And we had some from everywhere, Connecticut, New Hampshire, all over.
Mm-hmm.
We had a pretty strong semi-pro team in Rhode Island. And they have what they call a national semi-pro tournament every year.
Yeah.
For teams that go to Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that. Johnny Pesky was down there 1 year.
Who?
Johnny Pesky played
there.
Yes,
he was. That's right. He did.
Twice.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is how I started. We had a national tournament. They had a national tournament in Rhode Island. I was living in Rhode Island then. I wasn't living there, but that's where I played.
Right, yeah.
And we won the tournament in Rhode Island to represent our area. And we went to Wichita, Kansas, and I had pretty good luck in Wichita, Kansas.
What year was that then, probably?
That was 1940.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 1940, went to Wichita, Kansas, and we had pretty good luck out there. We didn't win it. We didn't win the championship, but I pitched pretty good. And it was a lot. Of course, it's full of scouts down there from all the big leagues.
Sure.
Scouts were all, I don't know how many there was, but they were represented by every team in the big leagues. And one of them took a liking to me and came up to the hotel we're staying at and tried to sign me to a Red Sox minor league contract, and I refused because I was young then and I was still single then.
Yep.
And
what was that? Do you remember that scout's name?
Jack Haskell.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know him. I don't know if you remember him, but that was his name.
Good.
Jack Haskell, and then I didn't sign up though. I refused to. I didn't want to play pro ball then. I think I was too young. I was only about 19, 18.
You have a regular job too, or?
Yeah. Well, I had a regular job in Rhode Island. Yes.
Yeah.
And I played ball semi-pro in Rhode Island. And I loved it, so.
Yeah.
I did not sign up, but he said I hadn't heard the end of it. So, I guess he was right because they sent somebody from around the Rhode Island area to visit me one day where I lived in Rhode Island. And I had just got married. I'd been married about 3 or 4 months. And this is how I eventually gave in and I signed up with them. And they sent me to a Middle Atlantic League where Canton, Ohio.
Now, what year was that?
That's 1940.
The next year or later?
42, that was the next year, 41. 42, I was at Louisville, Kentucky.
Uh-huh, with the Colonels?
Yeah, Louisville Colonels, AAA.
Yep.
I started in C-ball, which was Canton, Ohio, C-ball, and next year they sent me up to AAA. Of course, that was the beginning of the war, so
yeah,
the scarcity of ball players, too.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the big league ball players went in the service, and a lot of AAA ball players went in the service, too, so I had a good chance, and I went to. They sent me to Canton, Ohio, and I had a terrific year there. Oh Lord, I was 20. Was it 20? Something like 24 and 6.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it was. They thought it was too, so they promoted me to Louisville in 1942, and I had a 14 and 9 record there for AAA. And,
now, in 42, before you went to Louisville, did you go to spring training with the Red Sox organization?
No.
Yeah.
I never went to spring training with the Red Sox until 43.
43, yeah.
I went to spring training with Louisville in 42. That was in Florida, though.
Yeah.
Bradenton, Florida.
Bradenton, right, yeah.
So the following year, after the Louisville experience I had, they sent me to, they brought me up to Boston. That's what they did. They brought me up to, of course, in 1943 with the Red Sox, they did not train in Florida on account of the war.
Mm-hmm.
None of the teams did. They all trained where they could. Boston... The Red Sox trained in Cambridge, Mass. At Harvard University Stadium, beautiful place.
Yeah,
Cambridge, and that's when I started to pitch with them. And I hurt my arm in spring training before the season even started.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Corner was manager then, and he was one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you my life history now, and I wasn't going to say much.
Yeah, well, this is exactly what, makes a good story.
Yeah, and then I think I pitched in 7 games to have a record. The first 3 games I pitched in for Boston, 2 were against, 1 was against Detroit, and 2 were against Chicago White Sox. I happened to be the winner in the first 3 games.
All first three games
I pitched with Boston. Cronin was very happy with the whole thing.
Were you a starting pitcher of those games?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, because you started, the first day was April 23rd.
Yep, something like that.
Yep.
Right.
So early in the season.
Yep.
Probably the first week of the season or so.
Yeah, well, spring training, I hurt my arm, so.
Yeah.
Joe Cronin, I don't think the first game I pitched in the big leagues in Chicago was, it wasn't April 23rd. It was way in June somewhere.
Yeah, well, it has. I just have it out of the book called Total Baseball.
Oh, you do?
It has your debut as April 23rd.
They do?
That's what they've got it as. It could always be a mistake.
I don't think that was right.
Yeah,
true. I think I didn't pitch till June because my arm was sore.
For that long?
He just let me tag along with the team in them days because wasn't too many players.
Yeah, but as soon as you got in, you won the first 3 games.
The first game actually was in Chicago, the old Comiskey Park.
Yep, yeah.
And then... He left my arm rest for a whole week. And the following Sunday, I pitched at home in Fenway Park against Detroit, and we won that game too.
Did you?
Was a real close one. I remember that one.
You pitched complete games?
I pitched the whole 9 innings.
Yeah.
In fact, in them days, nobody didn't use many relievers.
Not like the 4 guys that 5
today,
guys.
You got to have 4 pitchers at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
One for the middle innings, one for the closer.
Yep.
Maybe 2 starters. I don't know what they do, but
right.
I can't believe it, really. So that was about it. And then, I think it was in July, last part of July, he asked me if I would go back to Louisville, see if my arm would come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Yeah.
So there wasn't much I could do.
You took a few losses there later on, too.
In Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I took quite a few.
Well, 4. That's not so many.
Well, that's before he sent me back.
Yeah, yeah.
The first year, I think it ended 3-4.
That's right.
And that was my final record with the Red Sox. I didn't win any games in 44.
Yeah, you pitched a few more innings.
Yeah, I pitched quite a few innings in 44, although my arm still wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him so, too. And he knew it, the pitching coach, I forget, it was Frank Schellenbach.
Yeah.
Old spitballer. And he
used to be Ted Williams' coach out in San Diego.
That's right. You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. And so then this is where it really ended there. He sent me to Louisville. From Louisville, they sent me to San Diego, which was their farm team then. They brought up a guy by the name of Rex Cecil and sent me and another fellow down, Joe Woods, back to San Diego. Seemed like I was going on a tour then, so...
I got to see some of the country, though, didn't
you? Yeah, I saw some of the countries, right.
Yeah.
I played in San Diego under a guy that you probably remember, too. He was one of the nicest guys in the world. George Detour was his name. He was an old catcher for Detroit, I think. He was an old catcher for Detroit.
Hmm.
And he was a swell guy. In fact, he sort of sympathized with me because He says, I know you can pitch better than that, but he says, under the conditions, the way your shoulder and your arm is, he says, I'm not going to push you.
Was it mostly a shoulder?
You know what I think it was, but in them days, they didn't know that.
Yeah.
That was that Tommy John operation.
Oh, yeah.
Rotator cuff. Yeah, that's what it was, but them doctors in them days didn't know that.
Yeah.
There was nothing like that in them days. And I think exactly that's what it was.
How'd you end up on the Phillies then?
Well,
it was same year during the summer.
Okay, let's look at it this way. From San Diego that following year, you know, the Red Sox used to have a scout, Herb Pennock, an old Yankee pitcher.
Yes, yeah.
He was one of the top scouts for the Red Sox, and he always took a liking to me, no matter how my arm was. He took a real liking to me. He finally ended up with the Phillies, and he saw that I wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And in the fall of I think it was the fall of 44. See, I started with the Phillies then in spring training in 45.
You made one brief appearance with the Phillies in the fall of 44.
I did?
I guess two innings.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yep.
That part I didn't remember. Well, then I was with the Phillies at the end of 44.
Yeah.
They always listened.
Just briefly.
Very briefly.
One game.
Yeah, one game. And then in the spring training in 45, they trained in Wilmington, Delaware. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there with them in spring training. And Fred Fitzsimmons was the manager then for the Phillies. Remember the old pitcher for the Giants, Freddie Fitzsimmons?
Yep.
He was the manager then for the Phillies. And he didn't take a liking to me at all, because he figured I was dogging it or something.
Oh, yeah.
And all I did for him was relieve. But I had a good earned run average, relieving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that year you got a 2.21 earned run average.
Yeah, I had a very good day. I didn't get hit too hard.
Over 20 innings, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad for the kind of an arm I had. Like,
right.
I pitched mostly with my head. But that's about my career, really.
What?
And I ended up, from there, Philly sent me to Minneapolis in the same league that Louisville was in the American Association. And had Rosie Ryan as a manager in Minneapolis, and he's an old Holy Cross alumni in Worcester, here in Massachusetts. Rosie Ryan, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember.
No, I don't.
From New York. He was pitcher for the Giants in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
He was the manager of Minneapolis, and he liked me, and he started, even though my shoulder wasn't good. He said, pitch with your head. He said, that's what I had to do at the end, too. So I pitched with my head. Sometimes I got it banged, sometimes I didn't. So, but I had a pretty good year with them, too. And then from there, they sent me to Jersey City, which was a farm team, which was like an associate of Minneapolis, too. And Carl Hubbell, the old screwball pitcher for New York Giants, was the general manager there. And he called me in two or three times to talk with me in his office. And I told him that I wanted to quit. And he said, don't do that. He said, you got baseball in your brain. He said, keep it there. I said, no, I can't do it. I said, I can't play like this. I said, I went through 4 or 5 years like this, and I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
I said, I would appreciate it if you would give me my release.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at first, he wouldn't give me my release. But finally, he gave in, because he knew I didn't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah. That's about the end of it.
What did
I
you
think you got all you need.
What did you end up doing after baseball, then?
Well, after baseball, I come back home, and I went to work in a machine shop.
Mm-hmm.
I went to work where they make machinery for textile mills.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What they call white machine works here in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran a little league team for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And then I ran like a 13 to 15-year-old league, and I finally ended up running American Legion team for 2 years, and that was the end of it. That was my baseball
team. Did you have a child or children that played
ball? I had
ball?
A boy.
Yeah.
I had one boy and two girls. And I had a boy that played Little League. His name was William.
That's why you were involved with the Little League?
That's right.
Yeah.
For him, because he played for 2 or 3 years.
How do you do?
Well, he wasn't no star.
Yeah.
He just loved the game, and he wanted to play, and bad as he was, I just played him as much as I could anyway, which was one of his strengths.
How did you get started when you were a kid? What got you interested in baseball?
I really don't know, because that's all we could do in them days. We had nothing else around where we lived.
Right, okay.
A very, very small town.
Just neighborhood kids were playing.
Yeah, neighborhood kids. You all get together at the ball field, and we'd try to pick up 18 kids, and Sometimes we could, sometimes we couldn't.
Was the first major league park you were ever in Comiskey? Or did you...
I saw Boston play before.
You'd gone down a couple games?
I had seen Boston play a couple of times.
As a fan, yeah.
Yeah, as a fan. I offered on what it would be like pitching on that from the mound with that green monster they had, and I found out in a hurry.
Right, well, they used to have advertising back in the days you were there.
Huh?
The green monster was covered with advertising.
That's right, it was.
During the war.
I remember that, too. You're so right.
Yeah. How come? How come you weren't in the military service at the time?
Oh, okay. There's another reason. I meant to tell you that. When I lived in Rhode Island, I got drafted.
Yep.
I went to Providence for my examination, and they rejected me on account of a bad eardrum.
Yes. Yeah.
And I still got it. So.
Yeah.
And that's the real reason why I didn't go.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of people that played those years there. Do you still do the Red Sox keep in touch with you?
Oh no.
As a former player?
No, never.
You never heard?
Phillies did, but not the Red Sox.
You never heard from him?
Never heard from the Red Sox. No. After
I know Dick Bresciani over there. He likes to keep in touch with all the former players. I'll let him know if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind if you like.
He might invite you into a game or something.
Maybe so, but see, the Phillies have given me a season pass for about 4 or 5 years in a row. The Red Sox did nothing.
Yeah.
Did nothing at all. So.
Well, they must have overlooked you somehow.
Well,
but
either that or
I'll
the people who were there when I played there were all gone.
Well, yeah, but they have an alumni organization.
They had a woman there named Barbara Tyler.
Barbara Tyler, I've heard of
Remember
her.
Ever heard of Barbara Tyler?
I've heard of her.
She's the one that was nice to me from the front office. Really.
Helen Robinson is still there.
Who?
Helen Robinson.
Oh, yeah, she's still there?
She's the switchboard operator. She started in 1941,
She remembers me.
She started before you, and she's still there.
I bet she is, then. Yeah, she was in 41, that's before I was there. Well, okay, then, I think you get the whole thing.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
That's all right,
I hope
mind.
Some of the memories were enjoyable.
That's all right, they are, they still are. I got a lot of fine memories of playing baseball. The guys I played with, and you name it.
You ever get any hits as a batter?
Oh, yeah. I got a home run one time in Jersey City.
Uh-huh.
The first game I played with Boston in the old Comiskey Park, I got 2 hits.
No, I'm going to have to look up that. I looked that up,
and I think you'll see where I had 2 RBIs.
I just looked up your pitching record.
Yeah, I had a double and a single that game.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. That first game, I think I allowed something like 6 or 8 hits. I forgot now. I got all that record here somewhere, too. You know?
Yeah.
My wife made a nice book of it.
Well, that's very nice.
I got a lot of good memories of it.
Well, if you hear from the Red Sox, I wouldn't be surprised if you do.
I'll be through you. That'll be it. I've never heard from him since I stopped playing.
How'd you know about Sabre?
About who?
Sabre.
I belong to it.
Oh, you're a member.
I'm a member.
I didn't know that.
My wife and I are both members.
We're going to have the convention next year. Is going to be in Boston.
Is it?
So we'll try to be in touch with you then.
Yeah. Do you know the fellow that runs it in Rhode Island?
I don't. Len Levin?
Levin, yeah.
Yeah, I do know him,
In fact, I just got a call not long ago from a baseball writer here in Worcester, Telegram and Gazette, by the name of Bill Ballou.
Mm-hmm.
He's got connected with Sabre in Worcester.
Yeah.
And seeing that, of course, Worcester's closer to... for my home than Providence, but I've been with Providence so long I want to stay with them. They're really nice, good outfit. And this guy from Worcester called me and asked me if I would go to one of their meetings. I said, sure, I don't mind. He gave me the date, and my wife and I are going to go May 20th. And they have their meetings at the Assumption College Gymnasium in Worcester.
So you're going to be at that meeting?
I'm going to be there May 20th on a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Very nice.
I'll be there, yep.
Well, if I make that one, I'll make sure I say hi.
Okay, very good. Look me up to make it.
I may be out of town then, it looks like, but we'll see.
Well, see.
Thank you very much for taking the time today.
That's all right. You're welcome, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hour.
Yeah, we'll have an hour or so to mess with it.
Yeah, I think we need at least a big one, but I don't know how much else, you know.
I don't have a lot of stuff I feel like I have to bring, but... So I could probably get by with my regular one. It doesn't matter. We might as well check them. So then we could bring three or four if we want.
Okay.
At that point.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.